think we're ready to start with the first hearing. All right, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jill Foster, Marion County Hearings Officer. It is Thursday, May 15th, 2025 at 2 o'clock. We have two land use hearings today, one of which is the application for a zone change, comprehensive plan change, administrative review sought by Jerome Lackner. If you have not done so, please sign in and provide your mailing address if you plan to testify or if you'd like a copy of the decision. We're going to go over the orders of procedure, then we will begin the hearing. We'll begin with the nature of the case, hear any preliminary objections, summarize the material in the case file. Planning Division will present its report. Applicant will present its case. We'll hear any testimony in favor of the application, any testimony in opposition to the application, hear any general comments. The applicant will have an opportunity for rebuttal, and then we'll close the hearing unless there is a request to continue the hearing or to keep the record open. No decision will be made at the hearing. My recommendation will be in writing, and a copy will be sent to the applicant, interested parties, affected governmental agencies, and anyone who requests a copy. My decision will be, I'm recording the hearing today. Testimony is taken from the table up front and will be under oath or affirmation. The recording becomes a part of the official record. The record in this case is a public record. Any documents that are submitted become part of the record and generally cannot be returned. If you have any documents that you'd like to submit, please hand them to me. We will mark them as an exhibit and make them a part of the official record. Failure of an issue to be raised in a hearing, in person or by letter, or failure to provide statements or evidence sufficient to afford the decision maker an opportunity to respond to the issue may preclude an appeal based on that issue and may preclude it from being raised at a later time. ORS 197763. Failure of the applicant to raise constitutional or other issues related to proposed conditions of approval with sufficient specificity to allow the local government or its designee to respond to the issue precludes an action for damages in circuit court. For a condition of approval to apply, it must be stated with sufficient specificity to enable the applicant to respond to the condition prior to the close of the final local hearing. ORS 197796. I've had no ex parte communication in this matter, meaning I haven't had any contact with any of the parties about the case outside of today's hearing, and I have only seen what is in the case file. The matter before the Marion County Hearings Officer is the application of Jerome P. Lackner for a zone change, comprehensive plan change, and administrative review to change the zone from EFU, exclusive farm use, to FT, farm timber, to change the comprehensive plan designation from primary agriculture to farm timber, and to establish a template test dwelling on 21.67-acre parcel in the EFU zone located at the end of Wagner Lane Southeast in the 22,600 block, T9S, range 2E, section 18A, tax lot 100. Before I summarize the material in the case file, I'll ask the parties if there are any preliminary objections to notice, jurisdiction, or conflict of interest. None for the applicant?
None.
And none for the county. This case file contains the application, applicant statement with exhibits, zoning map, site plan, notification map, request for comments and comments received on the application, notification list, Marion County Public Works memorandum from planning, and a notice of the public hearing. The complete file will be made a part of the record. All testimony should be directed to the subject matter of this case. The laws and provisions applicable to this case are found in the Marion County Code. Marion County Code 17.136, exclusive farm use zone, Marion County Code 17.139, farm and timber zone, Marion County Code 17.123, zone change procedures, Marion County Code 138.060, special siting standards. Marion County Comprehensive Plan and Oregon Statewide Planning Goals are also considered. Those are the criteria I believe apply. If you believe any of these don't apply or there are additional criteria, please tell me in your testimony. Are there any procedural questions before we begin? None from the applicant, none from the county. We will begin with the Planning Division presenting its memorandum. Mr. Barnes, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you will give in this proceeding will be true to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
Please state your name, spell your last name for the record, and provide your mailing address.
Austin Barnes, B-A-R-N-E-S, mailing address 5155 Silverton Road Northeast in Salem, Oregon.
Please proceed.
Thank you. So today we are here on the application of Jerome Wackner for a zone change, comprehensive plan change, and administrative review to establish a template test dwelling. This is on a parcel that is 21.67 acres, is currently zoned exclusive farm use. It's located at the end of Wagner Lane Southeast, which is a public road that is graveled. The property is vacant and planted with commercial timber. There are no streams, floodplains, wetlands, or geohazard mapped on the subject property either. Surrounding properties to the west and south are zoned EFU and in various types of farm use. Property to the north and east are zoned TC for timber conservation and are in active timber use. Multiple agencies were solicited for comments, and the ones that provided comments were the Marion County Public Works, Land Development, Engineering, and Permits, the Marion County Septic Department, and Marion County Building Department. None of them had objections to the application. The applicant has addressed the applicable Marion County code provisions, Marion County comprehensive plan goals and provisions, as well as the applicable statewide planning goals. Additionally, there are no exceptions needed in this application going from one type of agricultural land to another type of agricultural land. Staff is satisfied with what the applicant has provided. There should be no adverse impacts on adjacent farm uses or timber uses or existing residential uses. The property is more likely better suited in the farm timber zone, as over its years it has been used more so as a commercial timber property rather than a farm property. Presently there are no farm crops planted on it, but timber has been replanted since the 2020 wildfires. This is explained in more detail in the staff report, and I'd be happy to answer any questions you have. But in summary, staff does believe that this should be approved. We recommend approval for this zone change, comp plan change, and administrative review. Additionally, the applicant's representative has submitted a template test report that shows that the dwelling would meet all applicable template test requirements in regards to the density and location of that dwelling. Lastly, they have applied or addressed all the comprehensive plan policies related to the forest land and timberland policies. Staff has a few recommended conditions of approval, which are found at the end of the staff report. These conditions of approval include the applicant shall obtain all permits required by the Building Inspection Division and submit a farm forest declaratory statement. The proposed dwelling shall be located as indicated on the site plan. The applicant does meet the special 200-foot dwelling setbacks and has not requested to adjust those, so their proposed location works for planning. They shall maintain a fire hazard reduction plan, and those standards are listed in our code and building code. So I'll provide evidence that a domestic water supply is from a source authorized by the Oregon Water Resources Department. They shall plant a sufficient number of trees in accordance with the Department of Forestry, which I believe they have already done as they have retimbered the property. Standards in Marion County Code 17-139-070 shall be made conditions of approval. And as an advisory, they should contact the state and fire district to obtain a copy of the recommended building access and premise identification regulations. With that, I will conclude my summary and be happy to answer any questions that you have.
Well, you touched on what was going to be my question. It sounds like this application is just making kind of consistent zoning with what's already happening there.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, currently the zone is EFU, but farm use hasn't been prevalent on the property in its existence and definitely in its modern existence. And the applicant views it as a timber property, has it planted in commercial timber, and would like to continue that use.
Mr. Bickle? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Mr. Bickle, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you'll give in this proceeding will be true to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
You, please state your name, spell your last name for the record, and provide a mailing address.
My name is Norman Bickle. Last name is spelled B-I-C-K-E-L-L. Mailing address 2232 42nd Avenue Southeast, Salem 97317. Oh, I need to add that's unit 771 on that. I don't have much to present. We've had an opportunity to review the staff report and how they address the relevant criteria. We found that we were in agreement with the staff findings, recommendations, and conditions of approval. I really don't have much to add unless the hearings officer does have questions.
Well, I think you just answered my big question. It was going to be about the conditions of approval. No objections to any of the proposed conditions
None.
Of approval?
No, okay. That's fine.
And I don't believe I have any questions.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We'll get a decision in the next 2 to 3 weeks, if not sooner.
Thank you.
Thank you.